Hello, this is Ron Jeremy.
It's the plumber.
Anal.
Oh, there's chicken nuggets.
I just came my face off so hard.
Ron Anal.
Who is it?
Ron.
It's the plumber.
Plumber?
You're watching.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
You're watching.
Oh, God, help me!
I didn't call a plumber.
You're watching. You're watching.
Your rectum.
Hello, this is Ron Jeremy. You're watching Distorted View.
Oh.
Distorted View.
This is the male penis here, right?
Distorted View.
Have you ever seen anything like that before? Look at that.
I've got a pretty little girl now. I've got a pretty fucking whore now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I fuck you?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you're stuffing.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my hole.
It's smelly and milky.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd.
Yeah, it brings Stimenson with you back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. I'm sorry there was no show yesterday. I took a personal day. Can I do that? Am I allowed to do that? Most people have, like, personal days that they can take off, right? Like, you get 2 weeks off. I don't know how many weeks I've already taken off in 2012. I think, really, this is my first time. Someone should keep track of it. Because I'd like to know how many shows I miss. On second thought, maybe I don't want to know that. I do have a great show for you. Since there was no Sextastic Tuesday, today we're going to do a little something special. Plus, it's an extended show for Sideshow Freaks as well. Now, I've been busy, though. I posted a video for you. I redubbed that Dutch soap opera where all the actors have Down syndrome. That's been up on the feed. I also did a YouTube video and, you know, maybe an XTube video as well. I don't know. I've realized that, I feature a lot of horrible audio, and I can't show you guys these things, right, on the website, because it's disgusting and it's very X-rated. So I thought, why don't I just feature, you know, video record it, but just post some of these clips on XTube. And I've been very surprised. I get more hits off of XTube than anything, which is scary. I got a bunch of, you know, weird perverts listening to the show now. Let's be honest. I've always had a bunch of weird perverts listening to the show. But actually, I don't know. The problem that I'm having with posting XTube videos, and I've only posted like three of them, is that, you know, these are people looking to jerk off, right? They don't want to be entertained in a humorous way. When they search for prolapsed assholes, they don't want me making fun of people with prolapsed assholes. They want to jerk off to prolapsed assholes. So this could very well backfire. You know what I mean? I could get a lot of haters. But, you know, a lot of people have been watching these videos. I don't link to it on Distorted View or anywhere because I don't think I can. If you're up on XTube, you might just see my face on there. I think my username is Distorted View Show or something like that. All right, moving on. I was thinking maybe I should do Sextastic Tuesday or Sextastic Wednesday today. But then I remember some emails and voicemails I got saying, hey, Tim, why don't you switch it up? These stories are getting boring. So what I did was today I found a bunch of Craigslist ads, and I'm going to read these to you. They're kind of like little stories. The scary part is, though, these are nonfiction, right? This is stuff people are actually into. So I'm going to read a couple of these for you today. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday or Wednesday.
It's Sextastic.
Oh, it is. It definitely is Sextastic. All right, so I've got some Craigslist ads for you. The first city I decided to check out, see what was going on, was in Chicago, Illinois. And whenever I start searching for Craigslist ads, I like to start with scat because, you know, it's very funny. The headline here is Shit in Your Mouth. Man for Man 36 in Schaumburg. You will come to my location. I will fuck your mouth. Then I will fuck your ass. After I come bare into your ass, I'm gonna sit down hard on your face and shit. 22 inches of crap! Like, he's done measurements, right? Like, on average, he will shit 22 inches of crap. Yes, he's going to shit 22. It's very specific. 22 inches of crap right down your throat! I had P.F. Chang's for lunch and dinner as well, so this thing is gonna be a fucking torpedo. My stats are irrelevant. Respond with a face pic so I know what I'll be sitting on. Have a nice day, period. Speaking of periods, oh, we'll get into those posts in a second. I love you, period. Do you remember that song? I think it was from the 90s. Oh, it was an awful song. It goes like this. It goes, I love you, period. Do you love me, question mark? Please, please, exclamation mark. I want to hold you in parentheses. Oh, the 90s. Such a tragic, tragic time. And I can't wait for the revival. As a matter of fact, I was on Gawker. You know that website, Gawker? And they had this whole article about how ketamine is making a comeback. It was a 90s party drug, right? Known for the K-holes that you would sometimes fall into. And that's... K-holes are like... You take ketamine, right? And it's kind of like PCP or Angel does, like those type of things. You know, it gives you a lot of self-confidence, and you might jump through a plate glass window a la Helen Hunt. that made for TV movie. But anyway, so K-hole, very 90s drug. And if you would overdo it with the K-hole, or if you took K by yourself, you would basically become a zombie, right? You'd be basically comatose. And you'd think that you're having all these wild experiences. Meanwhile, you're immobile. You're like sitting and shitting yourself in the corner. And that's what made the 90s so great. The drugs. But anyway, I was reading this article and they were saying, you know, every 20 years there seems to be a revival. And in the 90s, there was like a 70s revival where people were all into the 70s shit. And then we also experienced it in 80s. So now, my decade, the 90s are coming around the corner. Can't wait. Listen to Tonic and do some K. All right. Oh, where are we at here? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading Craigslist ads here. Second one. This is also from Chicago. Black male looking for a white female. Man for woman 34. Seems pretty normal so far. Listen. I don't usually call females bitches and whores, but I have been watching too many pornos. I like the interracial porn where the guy's been like, come here, you white bitch, and take this black dick. Now, in those pornos, don't they? They're a little more matter of fact about it, a little more real. He'd be saying shit like, "Come here, bitch, and take this nigger dick," right? When the female says, "I love that nigger dick" or "that nigger dick," oh, it's either N-I-G-G-A dick or N-I-G-G-E-R. However they say, it doesn't matter. Keep in mind, this wouldn't be an everyday thing, but I want to live this out just once. I get hard just thinking about it. Any female down for this? Oh, yeah, you can't use the word cock. You gotta say dick. It just sounds better. Lol. Nah, I'm not a weirdo, just a freak. I'm a black male. I'm pretty hung, too. All right, moving on. Oh, look at this. Speaking of party drugs, searching for Tina. And that, of course, Tina is crystal meth. I don't know if you know that. I've got friends who are crystal meth addicts. I've told that story on the show now. So I know all the lingo. Searching for Tina, white, I'm sorry, woman for man, 37. Please, anyone got her? I need her. No law enforcement. Serious replies only. Now, look, that is a pretty fuck-witted thing to write on Craigslist. First of all, I'm pretty sure police are down with the lingo, you know what I mean? Like, Tina and all that other shit. So, the cops are going to know what you mean when you're using code, like searching for Tina. You might as well just say searching for crystal meth. Then, when you actually add the word law enforcement into the ad... What a police officer is going to see that and say, oh, no law enforcement. Oh, she doesn't want law enforcement. She doesn't want any police officers to contact her. Okay, we'll let that one slide. Like, no, it's not how it works. All right, next up. I think we're in California now. Hot girl on the rag. Woman for man, 25. These are real ads. This is what people are into. Hot girl on the rag and horny as fuck. Eat me with my tampon in, pull it out, and then fuck me. I'm not kidding. Be attractive and under 33. You can't be that demanding when you want someone to do that to you. Because the guys who are willing to eat you out with your tampon in and then suck the tampon, your bloody, disgusting tampon, they're probably not going to be nines or tens. You're lucky if they're a five. All right, be attractive and under 33. No picture, no response. Put Red Wings in the subject line. Get at me tonight. I'm bleeding hard. Oh. That last little line was just to whet your appetite, right? All right, now this next Craigslist ad, it's not even really an ad. It's more of a public service announcement, and it's very educational. I didn't think I was going to get schooled today, but I'm very glad I clicked on this ad. And really, when I read you the heading, you're going to say, Tim, how could you possibly not click on this ad? Anal beaver juice. You're already eating it, right? You've got to click on that. You've got to read on. A most disgusting thought? I'd say yes. And only in San Francisco sex act? Could be. The name of a rap artist? Possible. But, in fact, anal beaver juice is used in foodstuffs. It is most commonly found as a flavor enhancer in raspberry products. Anal beaver juice, I'm sorry, beaver anal juice is called Castoreum? C-A-S-T-O-R-E-U-M. Look it up on Wikipedia. I did, and it's true. Ting! Apparently, it adds a nice round flavor to raspberry products. It's also found in chewing gum and cigarettes. Yes, someone discovered that a juice excreted from a beaver's anus tasted good with raspberries, and now, thank God, we all benefit. Society benefits from beaver anal juice. Another common ingredient found in some processed food is called skatole? Skatole? S-K-O-T-O-L-E? Scatoli? I don't know. Derived from the digestive tract of mammals and is used in cigarettes, many perfumes, and strawberry ice creams. Like the beaver ass above, someone discovered that strawberry flavor is greatly enhanced with the addition of a little shit. So there you go. That's true. I looked it up. There's a bunch of sources. We're all consuming anal beaver juice.
And that's one to grow on.
This is kind of fun. I like this as an alternative to reading sex stories because, like I said, these are all true, and there's quite a variety in here. For instance, the next ad, I believe, is from New York City. Needed extreme CBT, please. Neuter elastrate. What the fuck is elastrate? He doesn't mean castrate. He means elastrate. I need to look that one up. Neuter elastrate. I'm guessing that just means pull really hard, like... make your balls elastic. Stretch, smash, burdizzo. What the fuck is that? B-U-R-D-I-Z-Z-O. Suspend, castrate, geld. Twist like a balloon animal until easy to twist my balls. That's what he wants. Moving on now in Florida. Oh, God. Expert oral for granny. 55 plus. So the baseline, right? He will not accept anyone under 55. It's 55 until the sky's the limit. Love to please older ladies, 55 to 80, who have soft, fleshy body fat, fat ass, thighs, tits, belly, cellulite, cottage cheese. I love it all. Lay back and let me service you orally like you never had it before. Tireless, educated tongue, long and thick, and I eat front and back. Hairy is great. Bald is great. Black, white, bald women. White, brown, all good. I love the taste of pussy, and I'll make your tummy quake and your toes curl till you can't take any more. Oh, you're a good boy. I'm looking for today. Older, the better. Type granny in the subject line, or I'll delete it instantly. And where are we at? Finally today, we're back to scat. This time, we're in Orlando, near Disney World. I know there are some guys out there that have an underlying desire to experience shit play. Well, here's my fantasy. I would love to watch a guy shit on my chest and then take it and fill my ass with it. So let's see. A guy is shitting on this person. Then he's going to take that crap and cram it in this guy's ass and proceed to shit fuck me and unload his piss in my ass and all over my body. Well, there you have it. Any pigs out there willing to do this, you're the pig! Any pigs out there willing to do this with me or anything fun like that and dirty like toilet service, comma piss enemas, send a message and let's chat. drug and disease free only. So it's very important. There you go. Some Craigslist ads for your Sextastic Wednesday, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, plus free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. It's very easy. Go to AdamandEve.com, pick out something you like, dildos, lingerie, movies, lube, condoms, whatever. I know you need at least one of those products. Butt plugs, sure, why not? Pick something out, add it to your cart, then use coupon code FREAK. Boom, you'll automatically see all of your savings. And free shipping on top of all of it. Actually, I don't even know if I want to mention this because I'm afraid if this happens, I don't really want to be a part of it. But they said if we do $1,000 worth of sales this week for Adam and Eve, if someone purchases $1,000 worth of goods or, you know, combination of all you guys, if you use coupon code FREAK and the sales total $1,000, they're sending me a bondage kit and a penis pump. And they want me to use it on the show, like to demonstrate it. First of all, it will never be a video cast. I would maybe consider doing it on the air for like on the audio portion. I talked it with a ball gag back from many, many years ago when David from TLA Raw used to be a listener. I think he sent me a ball gag in the mail. But I'd be willing to do it again and I guess try out the penis pump on the air. Whatever. What do I care anymore? So there you go. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. I like that Adam and Eve is now coming up with bits for me to do on the show. Like, they're either just trying to fuck with me or they're trying to improve my sales. Like, tell your listeners if you sell $1,000 worth of goods, we're going to make you use a penis pump on the air and talk at a ball gag. Love those guys at Adam and Eve. They're just as depraved as the rest of us. Not a member of the Sideshow. Now's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I'm inching ever closer to launching Sideshow 2.0. And with that, there's going to be a small price increase. Still an amazing value. But if you want to be grandfathered in to the old price, the $5 a month or $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You'll catch all sorts of exclusive video casts. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Today I've got an extended show for you. And then tomorrow I'm going to have an exclusive show as well. It's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got one from Wisconsin. Two sisters have been charged in county court with sexually assaulting a man with pliers and then giving him urine to drink. What exactly did they do with the pliers? I'm guessing they shoved it in his ass, right? But did they, like, shove the pliers in his ass and then try to open the pliers? That's what I would do because, you know, I'm sadistic like that. Valerie M. Bartke, 24, and Amanda L. Johnson, 17, both of Somerset, are each charged with a felony count of second-degree sexual assault by force and misdemeanor counts of battery and criminal damage to property. Johnson is also charged with a misdemeanor count of intimidating a victim. Yeah, the 17-year-old. The felony has a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison. They are each scheduled to make their initial court appearance on April 12th. Well, here's what all went down. An 18-year-old man told police he was at a Somerset residence on October 1st when the sisters punched and kicked him and later put one of the man's shoes in the toilet and soaked the other in a sink. Right there, I'd be like, okay, date's over with. You girls are crazy. The man said the sisters later brought him a cup of liquid that they said was lemonade and forced him to drink it. Now, after soaking your fucking shoes in the toilet, would you be a bit leery accepting anything from these broads? Well, it was urine from the sisters that he actually drank. The man said the sisters later forced him to undress, saying one wanted to have sex with him. Like an idiot man, you know, he heard the word sex and immediately forgot all the other shit that they put him through. Barkey reportedly pulled and twisted the man's penis with pliers, while Johnson threatened him with a belt. The man said on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most pain he'd ever experienced, that the incident was in fact a 10. Johnson later ripped the man's shirt to the point at which it would not stay on his body. These girls are freaky. Johnson I fucking love the news. All right. You know what picture they provided? What image is in this news story? A picture of pliers. Like a random stock image of pliers. So stupid. Johnson reportedly called the man October 27th and threatened him, saying she would tell authorities he smoked marijuana. The man denied smoking marijuana, but Barkey and Johnson did, in fact. Okay. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Sweden. After meeting at a high security ward and chatting on the internet. What does that mean, a high security ward? And chatting on the internet, the Skara cannibal and the vampire woman, two infamous Swedish murderers, have found love and are hoping to get married. Wait, what? We got together on November... I don't know. I don't understand one goddamn thing that's going on in this story. Who is the Skara cannibal and the vampire woman, and why aren't they behind bars? They're infamous murderers. We got together on November 13th. Do you want to be my girlfriend? He asked on MSN. Then we decided to get engaged, which we did on December 9th. The vampire woman, Michelle Gustafsson, told Expressen. The couple are fellow inmates. Oh, I understand what's going down here now. The couple are fellow inmates at the Karsuden Psychiatric Facility in eastern Sweden. They are both being treated for highly unusual crimes, making huge headlines in Sweden. That's what brought them together, right? That's what they have in common. They're both nuts. Gustafsson is convicted of the murder of a father of four in Stockholm in 2010. She stabbed him to death with a knife, but claims she does not remember the incident at all. On her personal blog, she has been writing about killing people on the Stockholm Underground and published pictures of herself as a vampire with a bloodied mouth, brandishing a knife and a power saw. Look, things aren't looking so good. That's kind of incriminating. Isaken Jonsson, or the Skara cannibal, was convicted in March 2011 of the gruesome killing of his then-girlfriend, mother of five. You know, I gotta say, if you are the girl who this vampire woman, wouldn't you be a little skittish about getting involved with him? I mean, he did kill his last girlfriend, mother of five, Hel Christensen. After stabbing her to death with a knife, Jonsson, I don't know, whatever, cut off her head and other parts of her body, some of which he then ate. He showed no remorse during his trial and was forced to suffer from severe mental illness. He showed no remorse and was found to suffer. Oh, okay. From severe mental illness by a court-appointed psychiatric evaluation. He couldn't explain why he killed his girlfriend. That's something I also wonder about. I trust the doctors. There was no motive whatsoever. We were a couple with a future together. I've never felt this way with a girl before. Until I met, of course, the vampire woman. Being inmates at the same facility, the unlikely couple found each other and spent a lot of time on the internet chat rooms. Now they want to get married. I love Michelle. I never met anyone like her. Huh. Where did we hear that before? I'd like to lead a non-criminal life. Jonsson told the paper that he really had felt no compunction to eat his... I've never once uttered that word before. Compunction. To eat his... That's why I paused there. Like, I could pronounce it okay, but it's just something I've never said that. And I gotta be honest with you, I don't think I ever will again, unless it appears in another stupid news story. All right, Johnson told the newspaper that he really had felt no compunction to eat his ex-girlfriend, but only did so to seem sick and get psychiatric treatment instead of jail time. Oh, smart move. The couple don't know when they'll be released from the clinic, as they are both serving non-fixed sentences there. According to the clinic, there are inmates who have spent more than 20 years within its walls. Despite this, the couple are looking forward to living together at some point. We want to get to live together, keep dogs, eat them, no, keep dogs, and spend time on our hobbies, piercing and tattoos, Gustafsson said. So there you go. And finally today, a 69-year-old U.S. woman who allegedly tried to cut off her husband's penis with a pair of heavy-duty scissors pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Is this a DV update? Virginia Valdez, who posted $100,000 bail and was freed from custody in December a few days after the alleged assault, said she was banned from any contact with her husband. Valdez, charged with inflicting corporal injury on a spouse and assault with a deadly weapon, was ordered by a judge to appear in court again on April 10th. She was taken into custody Saturday after officers were called to the couple's home in response to a complaint by her husband. Officers made contact with the 62-year-old male victim, who reported that his wife had attempted to sever his penis with scissors, resulting in injuries to that general area, said spokeswoman Sergeant Melissa Desmaris. The victim received medical attention. sewed that penis back up for treatment of life-threatening wounds and has subsequently been released from the hospital. In July, a 48-year-old California woman, Catherine Q. Becker, was charged with allegedly drugging her estranged husband's dinner, then tying him to a bed and cutting off his male organs. In 1993, John Wayne Bobbitt, I'm sure you all know what happened there, had his penis cut off by his wife, who drove away and threw away the member from a moving car. It was recovered and sewn back on, and Bobbitt subsequently found success as a porn movie actor. So there you go. See, these things tend to work out. Don't feel too bad about this, Mr. Valdez. Could have a very lucrative career in Franken-penis porn. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
What up, Nyoga?
Hi, Nyoga. You my Nyoga?
Bruh, $6.99, that's what you settled on? You are such a cheap fucking whore. You know that I'm probably not the only SciShow member that pays the subscription fee monthly on purpose. There's like legions of us that would gladly pay you $10 a month, at least.
Well, maybe I'll have that as an option and make you guys super, super freaks, right? And I don't know what you'd... I don't want to give you guys anything extra, right? Because that I don't want to start a tiered system where, like, you know, you're my paying freaks and then my really good paying freaks. But maybe, I mean, if you guys do have some, extra income or something, then you wouldn't mind paying more. I'll offer that and it would be like a donation, and maybe I'll make you have like a little star by your name or, give you some sort of recognition or put you on some sort of wall or something. That would be great, and I appreciate it, and I am cheap.
Hey, Timothy James Henson. It's SciShow member Surly here. I was just calling in response to your January 23rd show where you were rather upset about the fact that you find it yourself incapable of taking a dump without having reading material in your hand.
Oh, it is a real
problem.
You'll
find yourself reading like the toilet paper container or whatnot.
Yeah, shampoo bottles,
reading material,
anything.
And I have to tell you, you're not alone. I keep a book in my purse now, my nook. But
I think that's one of the main reasons why I don't like to shit in public toilets, because you're in there. First of all, it is smelly, and you're smelling other people's shit. I don't like that. I don't like people walking in. I don't like hearing other people. I like my solitary confinement of a bathroom. It's very comforting. It's like retards, and they like to be wrapped up and stuff. Or there's these things for autistics, right? Because they have issues with intimacy or touching. They don't like people touching them and shit like that. So this woman created a hug machine for the autistic retards, and they like to feel like confined, right? Or bundled up and shit. That's how I feel in the bathroom. Does that make sense? I don't know if I expressed myself correctly there.
I have to go to the bathroom in public, which I prefer not to do. But yeah, I have read the back of a Lysol bottle.
Yeah.
It can be a compulsion. It's okay. You'll be just fine.
I'm wondering if maybe I should try to start shitting without reading, because I don't want this to be a situation where I'm physically incapable of crapping without, looking at something.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo. I just got my flu shot. So should you.
I'm not elderly. I will be if I get the flu, I'll be fine.
I'm looking for Timothy Henson. Calling about the wheelchair that's available.
Okay, all right. I don't know if you could hear that, because first of all, the guy's telephone is shitty, but it was another person looking for a fucking wheelchair. Oh, okay. All right, enough.
Dan, thank you for cutting me off. Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. And you played that clip of all those people crying over Kim Jong-il of North Korea dying, making fun of them. The reason they cry like that is because if they don't show enough grief, they get thrown in fucking jail.
Yeah, probably,
fucked up country. The other thing I wanted to talk about was this nuclear bomb filled with semen. Wouldn't the semen burn off?
Yeah,
when the nuclear bomb goes off?
The heat. good point.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
I
want to comment.
No, I think that's where he got cut off.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise as we invite Steven Tyler out to murder our national anthem.
Yeah,
lobster, you gotta. Y'all like the Pump
album? An impression.
It's like one truck fucking another truck. Isn't that shit genius?
He is really freaky looking. I haven't been watching American Idol for the past several seasons, but I was online and I caught some of it, I guess, because I wanted to watch the first episode basically just to see what's going on. And holy mother of fuck, what is wrong with it? He's I can't not look at him, you know what I mean? But it angers me to look at him. Like, he's really weird looking.
Good, Timmy Boo, loyal Sergeant Greek, Dr. Barry Batsch, freelance pediatric gynecologist.
Sure.
And on the show today, you were talking about how when you're in the bathroom, you have to read in order to take a shit. It's some sort of a Pavlovian response. You asked if anyone else had something like that. And with me, it's similar but different.
You have to jerk off.
When I'm at work and I'm going to the bathroom, probably at least half the time, more like two-thirds of the time, I'm looking at porn on my iPod Touch.
Work.
And I'm jerking off. So now, when I'm at home and I'm looking at porn on the computer and I start getting turned on, I feel like I have to take a shit real bad. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. And then I usually do go take a big shit.
Man, those fucking iPads and iPhones, and I guess Android phones too or whatever, they are the best and worst thing to ever happen to us. Like, I can zone out of any conversation. If I have to go somewhere with someone and I don't want to be with them, I just lose myself in my... It's great! Because I don't like people to begin with. I don't like interaction. I basically am these autistic people who can't be touched, but... but thanks to Apple and the Android people, Google, I barely have to, look at people anymore. It's fantastic. Technology is a wonderful thing. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
And that's one to grow on.
I kind of sound constipated when I say that, huh? Oh, God! Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Tomorrow, I've got an exclusive show just for Sideshow Freaks. So I'll see everyone back on Friday, though. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I must. Pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss as I must. How pleasant it's been this tonight.
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.